All right, this one is Tristan, Tristan, last name, first name, Joaquin, Joaquin. Date of birth is Today is 5/1/2026. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. Patient is in his second benefit period, extending from 2/6/26 to 5/6/26. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Period. Mr. Tristan is a let's see. Let's see if he's born in 59. He must be 67-year-old gentleman who is currently on hospice with diagnosis of end-stage heart failure. COPD, tobacco abuse, wheelchair bound, obesity, and possible sleep apnea. This 67-year-old gentleman is single, has no children, from H-Town, from Houston, Texas, used to do security. Patient has swelling in the lower extremity related to his hypoxemia. His O2 saturation is maintaining at about 95% with room air. He does have oxygen and nebulizer available to him. Period. In paragraph, his bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent. Period. In the past 4 to 6 weeks, he's become quite weak. He's sleeping more. He is a lot more obtunded as far as his thinking is concerned. He's a lot more confused per caregiver. Patient also asking for nebulizer treatment because of the shortness of breath that seems to be getting worse. He was found to be short of breath at rest, which is consistent with New York Heart Association Class 4. He deconditions quite rapidly with the O2 side dropping into the high 80s with taking a few steps, period, or some activity. Since he's non-ambulatory, he's wheelchair-bound. He has a pedal edema related to his congestive heart failure and right-sided heart failure especially. He's become much weaker. He's sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. Because of his weakness, he has bouts of aspiration and must be told to eat. You could furthermore, he has a PPS of 40%. Heart pressure 121/98, pulse of 94. patient's pleural edema is related to the his congestive heart failure despite being treated with the diuretics, period. He also has the diabetes with blood sugar pretty well controlled given his weight loss. He has diminished pedal pulses in the lower extremity consistent with peripheral vascular disease as well. Given natural progression of his disease, Mr. Tristan, T-R-I-S-T-A-N, looks like he has less than 6 months to live and remains hospice appropriate under current diagnosis. Thank you.